Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of K-Drama Convos. So today, we are talking about a very, what's a single word to use to describe this show? Very...
entertaining?
No.
Fluffy? No.
Very, I'll just say interesting.
Interesting.
Show. We're talking about the Japanese show from 2021. It's called The Three B's You Shouldn't Date. So we have this one in our Viki watch list for, like, who knows how long.
And I think we put it in there and completely forgot about it.
No, I always knew it was there, but it was just like, we'll get to it at some point. And we finally got to it. I think it was one of those days where, like, we tried multiple shows, not in the same day, but, like, across, like, 2 or 3 days, couldn't find anything. And I ended up watching this.
We had given up on... finding a drama.
Well, we...
Rom-com.
Well, no, we basically...
anything that had any kind of seriousness whatsoever.
Yeah, we basically had tried, like, at least 2 or 3 shows.
Yeah.
And didn't work out. And then we're like, let's just, like, just entertain me at this point.
Exactly.
And yeah. I guess this sort of achieved that.
So that's what we went... We went to into it with the expectation that...
it's not that serious.
This isn't going to be deep.
It ain't
we're
that
just
going
to
yeah.
be entertained.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's I think, all it was trying to do, honestly speaking.
Mm-hmm.
So, the three B's you shouldn't date, why it's in the title, the three B's stand for a beautician, a bartender, and a band member.
Right.
Band member's a bit of a stretch, but we'll go with it.
Whatever.
But I think that's a very fun concept, mm-hmm. and it was also based off of a manga, which I didn't realize till partway through the show, which explained a lot. It's a straight up manga, so you know you can't take it that seriously in this situation. There are some very serious manga, but we're gonna start off with the characters because honestly, this show doesn't have much plot.
No,
it doesn't. Not really. So you know, so we're gonna start out with Haru, who's the female lead. So, compared to a lot of the other characters in the show, she's probably the most decently real character.
Yeah, I kind of liked her character.
Mm-hmm.
She was, she didn't have a flashy, like, fashion job. Mm-hmm. But she also didn't have I work in an office and
I'm depressed.
I'm treated like dirt uh-huh, job.
Yeah.
She had just a regular person job and mm-hmm. she liked her job.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. she was just a like normal person.
Yeah. And it felt was, like. Yeah. She was honestly not exactly a deep character, maybe even a little shallow, but partly because we didn't really get to know her that well. I feel like it was just kind of part of it. But it was nice that she wasn't this like goody two shoes, or she wasn't mm-mm. this maiden
in distress. Oh, and she wasn't a girl who's never dated before either.
That's true. That's
which
true.
Which is often mm-hmm. you'll find that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She had a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And she also just wasn't this like I'm too good for everybody kind of like I'll survive on my own. Like she was a nice like. Balance of mm-hmm. them, I feel like, you know, she was pretty innocent, but she had dated before
right.
and, like, that kind of thing. And that was kind of nice just to have her pretty, like, just kind of there. I don't know. And it was interesting seeing how she interacted with the three guys and also how that kind of changed mm-hmm. over time was kind of fun to see.
I like how they introduced the guys into her life.
Mm-hmm.
They
oh, like running that was fun.
Bumped into
I
each
like that.
One of them basically,
mm-hmm.
and a sweet. And she assumed she would never see them again.
Yeah, I like that.
And you know, we actually what was neat is that we didn't know it was going to be a cohabitation plot.
Oh yeah,
we had no idea. We just thought it was going to be, you know, don't date these
guys.
Yeah,
so that's
thing.
A really interesting thing. So
it wasn't in any summary that we read.
I know. I think we only read the Viki summary. And in the Viki one, it does not mention that she moves in with the three guys,
right.
which was a total surprise to us, which mm-hmm. I think was actually kind of fun.
It was.
Now,
the way they did it.
The way they did it
was good.
Was fun.
Yeah.
And we personally tend to like cohabitation plots. Like, that's such a weird sentence. Not every show has been great, but a lot of them are kind of a fun way to, you know, put the characters together.
Yeah.
And this one was with multiple people. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I totally forgot. Like, it was in the first episode. We're like, wait, what? Like,
yeah.
And they also jumped, like, head first. Because weren't these episodes only, like, 20 minutes? It was a really short show.
It was short.
I think it was 10 episodes with
20 to 30 minutes.
20 to 30 minutes. Yeah, they were really. It was kind of more like an anime length, mm-hmm. actually. Which I think is part of the reason that the beginning of the show, they literally jumped head first.
Right.
Literally.
No need for to drag it out or anything.
Yeah, but the opening scene was her getting. Her running after her boyfriend in her wedding dress. And, like, you know. And then she just kind of, like, ended up at her grandmother's and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm.
Well, her apartment burnt down.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was. That's what it was.
Because her neighbors were playing with fireworks.
Yep. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, they did not waste any time getting mm-hmm. there. But it was kind of a fun surprise that ended up being, her living with them.
Yeah.
And I think one thing that was kind of nice that they did, she didn't have many moments, too, but I think it was with the bartender, I believe, where she yelled at him for leading girls on. And he was like, what are you talking? Like,
oh,
you know.
Yeah.
And she stormed out. Mm-hmm. And it was way late. It was a little bit later that she found it. It was actually his sister that had come over, not a mm-hmm. girlfriend or something. And I think she actually did apologize to him.
Yeah.
And, like, that scene was, like, really nice to see where she can make a mistake.
Yep.
And like a normal person. But then she's that kind of person who will apologize for that when she did find out the mm-hmm. truth. And it was kind of nice to see, like, that was a bit more of a real side to her. Or, like, I guess a little deeper. Which was nice to see. And it was also interesting seeing what she wore. I feel like she wore, like, the same outfit half the time with, like, I don't get, you said you hate those shirts where they're not, like, no sleeve. They're not, like, shorts. Like, what?
They just remind me of muscle shirts from the 80s.
Wait, what?
They
really?
It's a no-sleeve shirt, but it goes over your shoulders.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I just thought that the style of that is, like, I'm going to the beach. And then she had really pretty skirts on.
I liked her skirts, though.
Her skirts were very pretty.
But then I was
I guess I thought, just wear a regular t-shirt and it would look...
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or maybe that was because it was summer? I don't know.
Maybe. I'm
Japanese
not sure.
fashion is very
Oh,
different.
Gosh.
Very
Every culture's fashion is, like, so different, yeah. for sure. And then let's move on to the guys here. So we have Yu, who's the musician. I liked how when we very first met the guys, I was like, oh, he's that type. Oh, he's that type. So,
well, that's what they were supposed to. They were supposed to be a caricature of that type of guy.
They were 100%, like, tropes.
Yeah.
Oh, my word.
Yeah.
So, I would say Yu was the tsundere type, not Yoshi, the bartender. So, I was going to say. Okay, I don't know. Both of them kind of were. So,
I think he was the depiction of the I'm fantastic.
Oh, you would say that? Actually, maybe
thing.
You're right. Maybe, okay.
And
ignore what I just said. Maybe I'll switch that up.
He was a little
so
rude.
He was rude
as compared to Yoshi, who was just not.
Yeah, maybe
emotional.
You're right. Sorry.
It's okay.
It's been a, like,
it's been a minute.
We've watched a whole show in between this recording, so I'm a little. So. With Yu, he was very much kind of full of himself,
yeah.
very...
At least that was the impression you get
at first, yeah. Kind of full of himself, like, you know, he's not, like, famous yet, but he's like, I'll get there, you know, I'll get there. And he just had this air to him. I don't know how do you explain it?
He was, like, self-confident, maybe?
Yeah, I don't know. And then it was interesting getting to know him that he really wasn't actually that.
No, he actually, of all of them, I kind of liked his character.
Mm-hmm.
His character felt
the most, like, an actual person, yeah, closest to.
Yeah. Or maybe it's because they went a little deeper with him than with the others. I think
that's what it was. The other guys just didn't have enough time, yeah, even. Yeah. But with him...
And he felt genuine.
Yeah. You slowly got to see kind of different parts of his, like, not different parts, different sides to him. Mm-hmm. And that was really interesting, like, how he, you know, him and his bandmate... And also him with, like, these other girls, but then him with how he acted around Haru was, like, you know, and it was kind of nice seeing that.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, you know.
He's the same way. He made mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And then he apologized for them, mm-hmm, like, with his band members.
He had a hard time admitting it, though. He did. He was kind of that type.
But it took her to help, yeah, him.
And it also just took time for him, yeah, for sure. And one thing that I noted the whole show with him is his look, just, like, style, is so different. Like, I can't quite put my finger on it. He was, one, I think he was quite tan, which you don't see very often.
His skin was darker than...
In Japanese, like, shows and stuff. And also his, like, bleached hair was, like, so, like, I'm a band member, you know, like, trying to play it up.
Well, what's interesting is he, in real life, he is...
Oh, he's, yeah, a he's part star of a...
What's the name of the band?
Well, he's not part of the... He's part of a subunit.
Okay.
Of, like...
Do you remember the name of it?
There's, like, 13 members. Hold on. I'll look it up.
Okay.
So when I loved this song.
When he went to sing in the show, I was like, oh, good. They're gonna use,
yes,
really him. For, uh-huh, this.
Yeah, his singing was really good. I liked, but we only got two songs from him. One was the, yeah, one that he would play with his band at practice, and the other one, mm-hmm, was
basically his confession song.
Yeah, which was, oh, my gosh, it was so pretty. I'm like, I have to look up if you can find that anywhere. Mm-hmm. So he's a member of the Rampage from Exile Tribe, was what it's called. So the Rampage is a, I believe, kind of like a subunit of the Exile Tribe. And then he also is in the rap subunit. It's basically, it's like Massive, but with the two, instead of S's, it's two fives. I haven't, what? I haven't, what?
What's that's such an Asian thing to do.
Yeah, I don't know. But I haven't listened to any of their music. So he is actually a musician.
Right, right.
And I believe it is him playing the guitar. Definitely.
Oh, definitely. Definitely is. You can tell.
And it, oh my gosh, it was so nice to see a show where they could use the actual audio of them singing. Yeah. It is the worst when they can't.
Oh, this, like, one, when they go to a karaoke place, it's like, and they have to dub over what they actually use.
It sucks because, like, ruins the scene. But this one, like, obviously because it was original music, they were, yeah, able to use it.
Yeah.
But, oh my gosh, I loved his confession song. It was really funny because he played it for Haru before he had the lyrics done, just the melody, and was humming. And I was like, you can tell this is written for Japanese. It was like the rhythm, mm-hmm, and stuff. It was so interesting. It was so, even without the lyrics.
And I remember noting when we watched that scene how, okay, imagine a confession scene where the guy sings to the girl. How cheesy
is that? You're saying the ending scene of the show, right?
No, his confession scene.
Yeah, the endings, like the last scene, basically. Yeah. Basically.
How typically you would think of that as a very cheesy thing to do.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Uh-huh.
And in some respects, of course, it is.
It is.
However, that scene didn't feel cringy to me.
It was interesting. I don't know. Like, so many other scenes were like, oh, like, some of their one-liners. I was like, oh, my
God. Maybe part of it was... her reaction to him.
Maybe you're right.
Wasn't all,
oh gosh, yeah, you're right. You know, right? Yeah, it was actually funny. We're jumping ahead, like, way down.
Yeah,
but, like, yeah, it was kind of funny that he, you know, he, like, rented out the whole place. It wasn't that big.
No.
And, you know, it was just him on the stage and played the song. It Yeah, it was actually, I was surprised it wasn't more cheesy or more cringy. It actually wasn't too bad.
It was cheesy, but not cringy. That's what I
think. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true. And it wasn't actually that bad. Like, partly because the song was good.
Right.
The song, like, I could see just, like, being
released.
And
the lyrics weren't cheesy.
They weren't, like, horrible.
The lyrics
horrible.
Were pretty deep.
Yeah, they were actually, like, the show. It partly... The lyrics felt like an actual song.
Uh-huh.
Like, I could just, like, hear that song and be like, oh, that's really good. That's really.
Yeah.
And I think that helped that scene a lot, for sure. Yeah, but it took us till, I'd say probably, like, halfway through the show. We could have you, Yoshi, and Shintaro. And I'd say partway through the show, we weren't sure if it was you or Yoshi. And then by the second half, it was very obviously you. They just kind of focused on him more, I guess.
Well, they all three of them liked her.
Oh, well, we knew
but
that.
To me, I was rooting for you because
I was rooting.
He felt the most genuine rather than.
Yes, it being like a crush.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say, if you jump to Shintaro.
Mm-hmm.
His liking
the beautician.
His liking.
Wait, how do you say a beautician or beautician?
Beautician.
Okay.
Felt like a high school crush.
It did.
It really did.
I don't know why. Because he's like the total happy, friendly type.
Yeah, let's talk about him now.
Yeah, yeah. So Shintaro, who's the
beautician.
Beautician. Mm-hmm. Oh my word, I can never say it right. He's like the happy, very friendly type. And
No,
go ahead.
He's the kind. Who's friendly to everybody.
That's hard to tell if he likes you or not.
Exactly.
Totally.
Yeah.
But yeah, for some reason, we both just like automatically couldn't take him liking her that seriously.
Yeah.
I feel like those two probably had the least chemistry, Haru and Shintaro. Like, they just like didn't.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was, but like his whole confession, he like... was crying. I'm like, I'm so sorry, dude. This doesn't move me at all. I don't know what to tell ya. But he was a fine character.
He felt like a little boy.
He did.
Really,
Even though I think he was supposed to be a similar age to them, he just felt younger.
He just felt younger.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, he was fine. It was cool to see that he had, like, a reason for being a beautician and stuff like that. Like, he didn't just be like, oh, it's cool. Like, him with his grandmother,
yes,
I like that. And how, you know, his grandmother was going to be his first customer. And, like, that was fun. And I could kind of see, you know, because this whole thing is the three B's you shouldn't date, how girls could very much misunderstand him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, accidentally like him, partly because he just so...
Well, he got Haru scolded him for basically using that to get girls just to do their hair.
Exactly.
And girls did misunderstand.
But he didn't realize
it. He didn't realize he was doing it, no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but he was just like... He was just kind of there. He was funny,
yeah.
But I don't know. He wasn't...
He was never really in the running.
No, wasn't.
No.
Okay. So, Yoshi, the bartender, which apparently Yoshi is a nickname, and I don't remember them ever noting it was a nickname. I don't think it's not that deep.
No, they never did.
Or they did. Maybe they did, and I just missed it. Totally. He is the, you know, quiet, cool. Oh, sorry.
Yoshi in Japanese means good luck.
Who knows? I don't know if that.
I don't know if
it might have been. If you shortened his name in Japanese, if one of the characters was Yoshi, that could have been... I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
I don't know. But he's the bartender. And he is... I guess he's more the tsundere type.
Oh, yeah,
he's very
so.
Quiet, but, like, cool and, like, that. He's not... I wouldn't say he's quite the cold type.
Not cold,
He's
no.
not cold. But he's the quiet, cool type. And I love his... Like, look, his aesthetic as a bartender,
it worked.
Totally.
You can understand why girls would go to his bar just to sit there and look at
him. Oh, gosh. Or talk to him, because he mentioned how, like, he learned.
He listens well.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. It was really fun. But one thing that was really surprising was that he, I didn't expect them to bring in the backstory that he was married before. Never. Oh, I just popped my shoulder.
Wow.
I talked with my hands. That was so loud. No, I never expected that.
Yeah, that sort of...
It made him feel, like...
More mature. He made feel... Bleh. He felt more mature. More... I don't want to use the word worldly.
I kind of get what you mean.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And, like, he felt... He probably felt the most mature out of the three guys. I'd say he still had his moments where he felt like a teenager. But I'd say, like, when he was talking to Haru and stuff like that, or he gave her advice and stuff like that, I think he felt the most mature in those moments for sure. Yes. And he also was probably the second most serious right after you. Mm-hmm. In the how much he liked Haru. Yeah. And I would say, like, at the halfway point, I still wasn't sure if it was you or Yoshi. Like, I wasn't sure.
Well, and Yoshi had a hard time admitting it to anyone that he liked her too.
That's true. Yeah.
That took a while. Mm-hmm. Whereas you was.
I think he admitted it to himself pretty early on. Yeah. Mm hmm. But I could see with Yoshi partly because he'd had a relationship mm-hmm. and it failed, being kind of like, you know, hesitant with that. And then they did show, like, he basically said, like, you know, and no, I mean, it was his sister who said how it was because he's really good at listening, mm-hmm. but he's not good at communicating, right. You know.
He can't express his emotions.
Right, he's not good at that. Yeah. Or not expressing them, but voicing them, I guess you could say, yeah. And I could definitely see that with mm-hmm. this show.
His method of expressing his emotions is to kiss
you. Oh my god! Wait, I forgot! I forgot about that. That was so manga. Oh my word. That was the most manga thing.
Yeah.
Right? Like, the best part was that when he tried to kiss her, but I think it was only twice that he tried to. And, you know, and she was like, what was that for? I wanted to. I just felt like it. Like, what?
Yeah.
I thought at first it was going to be like a thank you. Like, I was like, you have nothing to thank her. That was so, I forgot about that side. That was the one, that was the side that just felt so fake and, like, very, very TV show manga.
It felt very Playboy.
Oh, that's true. Like, very Playboy. Yeah. Oh, my word. That was so funny.
But what's funny is
I forgot about that.
That's what it looks like. But to him, that he wasn't being a Playboy.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I don't know. What was he doing?
Just that is how he...
No, there's no way. That's the only way he could
figure out.
Oh, is that what you mean?
How to...
Oh.
Because he didn't know what to say.
That's a terrible way to do that.
Yes. I'm not condoning this or anything, but I'm saying...
Her reaction was priceless.
He's a little deeper than Playboy.
I get what you mean.
I got, you know.
It was so funny. Oh, my word. I totally forgot. I forget about that. And I think they did twice. But her just being backing away, being like, war, like, what is wrong with you? Yes. It was so funny. But I really did like Yoshi. I was kind of still rooting for him, even though I knew he wasn't going to get her, you know? And I'll admit, he fit the most, you know, actually not, I guess him and poor Shintaro were just like, but obviously you fit the musician so well because he is one, but Yoshi did the bartender thing and pulled it off real well. And I would say shows romanticize bartenders way too much.
They do.
And this was one that did, like, insanely, like, oh my word, I can't imagine. Like, it's not that easy. And you don't always look super cool when you do it, you know what I mean? Oh yeah. And also, okay, what's the actor's name who plays Shintaro? Not Shintaro, sorry, Yoshi?
Dori Sakurada.
So we had seen this actor I've seen him in two other shows. Have you seen him in anything else? Or was it just those two?
Good Morning Call.
Mm-hmm.
Alice in Borderland.
Wait, did you see something else?
Coffee and Vanilla.
Oh, you have? Okay, right. We were talking about that before. So it's really funny because the first show we'd seen this actor in, give me his name one more time.
Dori Sakurada.
There you go. I've never remembered. Dori Sakurada was in Good Morning Call, which is set in high school, and he played a soccer player who is the female lead's best friend, and he didn't get the girl in the end. He left partway through the show.
He was this... kind,
super nice,
sweet, understanding dude.
Exactly. And then we saw him in Alice in Borderland, and I didn't connect the dots here.
You didn't even realize it was him until I told you.
No, I think you had told me when we were watching Alice in Borderland that he was in Good Morning Call, and I was like... But
yeah. Even you though didn't connect the dots.
But even though, no. But even though you told me, oh, he's from Good Morning Call, I didn't put together the Good Morning Call, Alice in Borderland. I forgot about that. So he played, do you remember what the character's name is? From?
Naragi.
Naragi from
Alice in Borderland.
Alice in Borderland.
Yeah.
And Good Morning Call, it's not the one. He's the one who had the black and white, like, button up with, like, the, you know, do you have dreads or braids? Whatever, you know what I mean.
He's the one that had the tongue piercing.
And the tongue and lip
that,
and piercing.
For me, that was so hard.
Oh my gosh, get out of here.
The tongue thing.
Yeah, I think he also like a lip piercing. He's the one who got
He's the one that should have died in season
one. That
was
so annoying, yeah. He's the one who in season two, he was covered in bandages and was burned. The crazy one.
Right.
So that was actually really, really fun to see. After I connected the dots there, what did you find?
I just found it. Finish what you're saying about.
It was really fun to see, knowing that he played these different types of characters.
Yeah.
Honestly, his character in Alice in Borderland was arguably, quote unquote, better. Like, it was a better character for him to play.
Deeper.
Not deeper. Deeper
stuff.
Well, it was. There was more. His acting was like really, really good. Whereas in the Three B's, like there wasn't much to his role.
No.
I feel nowhere near as much, and especially because he was a bit more of the closed off type. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, the emotions he showed in Alice in Borderland were much better.
Now there are some people can play those closed off.
He didn't do it badly in this.
Be extremely expressive.
That's hard.
It's very hard to do.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think...
That's not what his character was going to be, though.
That was a goal in this show, was for him to actually convey all the things he was thinking with his face.
Well, that's because they kind of purposely said he's bad at that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What did you find that you were so excited about?
Okay. So we were talking about Shintaro and being the hairdresser and not... Well, whereas Yoshi is a convincing bartender and you is a convincing band member, but Shintaro wasn't a terribly convincing beautician.
Just because they didn't show it. That's, okay, I was going to say, it's not that he wasn't convincing. He just didn't, they didn't show him doing it enough, if that makes sense.
Hey, sensei, don't you know?
No way!
That was a convincing...
Oh, I thought you brought the same actor.
No, that was a convincing beautician.
I thought you said it was the same actor. I'm like, you're lying.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, he was more convincing as a beautician.
I think that's only because they showed him doing it in more scenes. I think that's the only reason.
Maybe.
And I'm not saying Shintaro was a bad beautician or anything like that. It's just... In the show, we saw him do it, like, twice.
Or maybe maybe it was because he was still in...
He was an apprentice.
What had he... I remember he said he had done something else before, and then later on in life, he decided he wanted to do that.
Yeah, did he go to college or something?
I don't remember.
Yeah, he did have something else.
So
yeah, he did, because he was older.
He was just an apprentice.
And then in the show, he passed his test.
Right. Whereas in this show, he was a seasoned beautician who was doing clientele. And,
That's a very different show.
Very different show.
I don't know what. Oh, the actor who plays Yoshi. But it was really fun to see him in multiple shows, for sure. And I just, I like his look, you know. He's fun.
Okay. I like being able to see actors do
different roles.
A wider variety.
We need to see what's the actor from Romance?
Lee Jung Suk.
Lee Jung Suk. We need to see Lee Jung Suk in the one that he plays the criminal.
We also need to watch the actor that always plays the Samchun. In his lead role.
You mean in from Weightlifting and from Attorney Woo?
Yes.
Yes.
He's a lead in an upcoming show.
Oh my gosh, so excited for him.
I know.
Oh my word, yeah.
I watch the show, even if I'm not terribly interested in the plot, just to see him as a lead.
His acting is so good.
Every time we watch him in the show, we say that. Man, he needs a lead.
Like, or like, I want to see him more. Like, yeah, he was so fun in Attorney Boo. I really liked him in the end. Yeah. Okay. we're excited. That's okay. Next characters. We've talked about the guys enough. So, Haru's friend / co-worker. So,
that was quite the eye roll. Oh my, she had footage of that one.
Okay, so, obviously we didn't see much of this character, and the whole point of her character was the back and forth between you should and shouldn't date these people.
Well, the two...
The two females.
The two females that she...
Yes. Mm-hmm. So you have her... her.
They never... What's interesting, they never really explain how this girl comes about her knowledge...
I mean, that's funny, actually.
About...
You're right.
Don't date these guys.
Wait, that's funny. I wonder if the whole, like, you know, her backstory is that she has dated them.
Right, I don't know.
That'd be funny, actually.
I just didn't enjoy... her character terribly much.
She's just boring. Like,
I enjoyed the stranger character much better.
Yeah, so you had her friend / coworker, and then this like customer who always came with her dog.
Yeah.
Who was super over the top and obviously rich and that kind of thing.
They were like the angel and devil sitting on her two shoulders.
And that was probably really purposeful. Very, so the coworker was like, don't you date them, gave her all these reasons, blah, blah, blah. And the other guy was like, just go for it. You're young. You should do it. Like, she was honestly, she was actually kind of funny.
She was.
Just her.
Just her.
And and then I have to mention it because it's so freaking bizarre. So if you haven't seen this show, they have it as like this little thing towards the beginning of each episode of her being told why she should and shouldn't date these guys. And the customer, like, she's already over the top. Yeah. But then she has like an assistant with her. Yeah. So this assistant is wearing just a black suit, black dress shoes, very, you know, pretty normal. And then this is what's so odd. His hairstyle, he's bangs. And then two braids, like you split your hair in half, two braids. And, like, really weird colored glasses.
Okay, so that's not...
Fine. Whatever.
It's a style thing.
Sure. Okay. It's a drama. It's fictional. Yeah. You know. But then, like, part of the time he, like, acted like a dog...
That's what and was like, so strange.
But not every time.
Some of the time he was, like, holding her dog and taking care of her dog or holding her purse for her.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, so he's an assistant.
Whatever.
But then he was down on all fours at one point.
Yeah, and at one point she was, like, sitting on him. I was what?
So weird.
It was so odd. And the weirdest thing was that they never, like, acknowledged him much.
Right.
He had, like, a single line. And he was, sometimes it was almost like he was just in, like, the background of this shot.
You know what? I bet you that's how they did it in the manga, too. He was just there being,
like, weird. Was this supposed to be, like, comedic relief? Like, literally add.
It just felt strange.
It was so odd. It was so, I just was like, what is even happening?
Yeah.
It was weird.
Which is a shame, because it kind of detracted from her kind of cool character.
Yeah, she, like, literally this lady, we know, like, we saw her once, maybe once every episode. There may have been an episode that we didn't see her. And she was there, said a few lines, that was it. Like, she had a very small role, but she was kind of fun. The twist at the end was really funny. She ended up being, like, the owner, like, the CEO lady at the end. It was really funny.
Right.
They connected
her. We knew she was wealthy.
But they connected her to one of the other characters, which was very fun. But it just, it totally took away from her being kind of funny, you know. It was very annoying. And, I mean, I guess I can briefly mention him. So there was this other love interest, sort of, in this show. This was a plot line that felt so unnecessary, and I didn't really enjoy it. So,
well, I get... why they did it. They had to have the whole... They had to rescue her. guys that liked her had to rescue her.
I don't know. It was so meh.
Well, the question is, did you ever trust him?
No.
Me either.
Maybe the first time I met him, but other than that, it was too, like, suspicious. It was too odd.
Right.
So, the other love interest, the weirdest thing was how they introduced him was really confusing at first, was that the thing was that he looked exactly like her ex-boyfriend, almost husband.
Yeah.
And the very first time, I thought it was him. Mm-hmm. And that they just pretended not to, like, know each other. It's played by the same actor. I'm pretty sure it is.
I'm looking that up.
I'm pretty sure it is, which is purposeful to have them look the same. But they didn't right away say that, oh, he just looks similar. I thought it, because she immediately avoided him. I assumed it was her ex-boyfriend, but it, in the end, wasn't. And they did clarify that later, but it was a little confusing at first. Like, is it not? I don't know. I was so confused. But it wasn't in the end.
Yeah. Same actor played.
Well, yeah, that makes sense.
Her former fiancé and then the actor.
Uh-huh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And basically, he was just conning her and using her for money. And she, like, low-key knew it. And that was the one thing with her character that I thought was really odd. Like, they basically said, oh, she knew she was being, like, ripped off, but, like, couldn't help. It was so weird. I don't know. That was odd.
Yeah.
And his whole plot line, it was very typical, nothing very exciting. And I was like, we have to do this. Like, we can't use anything else to, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. So, it was fine. He was there. Whatever. It's like,
didn't she learn anything?
Exactly.
From before?
Yeah, that was one thing that was really annoying. I'm like, I feel like
she's not a stupid person.
She's not. Yeah, exactly. That's what it felt like, that she, like, hadn't learned anything and, like, went right back.
And it's like, okay, say it was because she wanted somebody to like her. She liked that feeling of being liked.
Sure.
Well, she already had three guys that liked her.
So I don't know. It was so stupid.
A good explanation.
Get it. It was, yeah. It made her character feel stupid. Yeah. That's exactly what it did. Yeah, that was really annoying.
Which was contradictory to her character, honestly.
Yeah, like, her character just felt like she wasn't the smartest person out there, but she wasn't oblivious or dumb or anything like that, you know? So, overall, it is very much a manga plot, very much, and characters, and isn't very deep. The one thing I forgot to mention. So this isn't a bad quality for a Japanese drama.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good. The only thing they didn't get right was their background music. So, for some reason, in this show, especially, like, one song they played a lot is background, which is fine. I'm fine with you repeating background music. They had it too loud, and it went for too long. So, especially because right after this show, we watched Summer Strike, which Summer Strike very purposely had a lot of quiet moments in it. So, it was very jarring. Because this one, I remember multiple times with, like, these characters are talking, and you still have this background music, which is fine, but they just had a little too loud, and it was a little too annoying, and went on for the whole scene. I really got annoyed with that at the end. It's kind of a small thing, but it really changes the mood.
But a soundtrack, exactly.
Oh my gosh, it
really affects the mood of the show. Definitely. And the scene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it sometimes, if you pick the wrong music, it can make a intense or dramatic or romantic scene feel silly.
Okay, so some of their scenes, what they did is there was, like,
a scene that is not that dramatic. And they put, like, really, like, suspenseful music behind it.
That was a little odd.
It was like you were trying to make this so dramatic when it, like, wasn't that
Maybe that was a purposeful choice because of... for not comedic effect, but...
I don't think so.
Ironic effect? I don't know.
I'm not sure, yeah. And the only other thing, I think this drama definitely had some lines that might have been straight out of the manga and weren't modified at all that were, like, I'm, like, had to, like... I'm, like, I need to read that again. Like, did they just actually say that? Like, every now... Which is fine for a show to have, because this one... I think the only downfall of the show is it sometimes took itself too seriously. Like, with its dramatic background music and, like, this and that. I'm like, you know, it's not that serious, you know. But they didn't do it too badly. They really didn't, which was good. So, overall, what's your rating here?
All right, so I broke it down.
Oh, break it down. That's fine.
So, for my characters, I gave it a 6 out of 10.
I'll give it a 5.
And for my entertainment value, I gave it a 7 out of 10. It entertained me.
I'll give it a 6.5 for entertainment.
I wanted to see who wound up with the girl in the end.
Sure,
you know.
That's fair.
But a total, like, would you recommend the show or not? I gave it a 5 out of
10. Yeah, I think it's a 5 out of 10. Yeah. It's very mid. It's not bad. Like, I've seen worse shows.
Yeah.
But I've seen way better.
But when I look at a show... I wonder, would I say to somebody else, you should watch this? Or, hey, this is pretty fun. Give it a shot. I don't think I would mention this one.
I wouldn't really. Like, there are other shows where I'd feel like, this is super weird or kind of funny.
I would take the actors that are in this show and see what else they were in.
Yeah, I think that's true.
I'd like to see what else she's been
Haru,
in.
Haru, yeah.
Because I think she did a really good job.
Yeah, I think she did. But yeah. I would say very, pretty mid. Yeah. Wasn't bad, but could have been
better. It's not
better.
Even, I wouldn't even say, oh, go ahead, it's just fluffy. Because fluffy is more fun than this one.
Yeah, fluffy can be a little more mindless.
Yeah.
I feel like, yeah. You
Whereas
know.
They were, like, addressing, you know, like, you're using women and this and that and...
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And wasn't not light enough to be fluffy.
Yeah, you wouldn't quite call it fluffy.
No.
Its plot was kind of fluffy just because there wasn't really anything going on. And it's very tropey. Very, very tropey.
Yeah, because... So, it goes to show you can enjoy characters within a show without really liking the overall show.
Sure. I think if... You and Yoshi, I mean, they weren't, like, I would never say they were that good of characters, but they were, like, still, like, I was interested in what they were gonna do.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That kind of thing, yeah. So, yeah, overall, wouldn't really recommend it, but we did finish it, and it did kind of help itself that it wasn't that long. I mean, for 10 episodes at 20 minutes, what's that, like, less than 3 hours?
And the ending.
No, that's like, just over 3 hours.
Sorry. I kind of liked the way they ended it.
Interesting. It was very, very different.
She didn't wind up picking any one of the three guys.
Well, she only half-picked, if that makes sense. Like, she didn't... What did she say to you? Do you remember? She just say...
She's not ready for it right now.
Is that kind of what she said? Like, I'll answer you later?
Maybe sometime in the future I will be.
Or, something like that. To that effect. Okay, yeah.
In other words, she gave him hope.
She basically... She didn't completely reject you, but didn't say yes either.
Whereas she did kind of completely reject... She did reject Shintaro.
Yoshi let her go.
Let her go.
Uh-huh, pretty much. Because, like, they both kind of knew, you know.
Yeah. So, I like the fact that they didn't couple them in the end.
Yeah, truly. Because there's so many shows where I'm like,
you know, it's very cheesy to have your, basically your final scene, a confession.
Uh-huh.
And they like, oh my gosh, they're happy now. Yeah. You know, and then they like flash forward to them being happy. This one just flashed forward, I think it just flashed forward them just living in the house still together. Mm-hmm. And that was it. And that was fine. It was kind of, actually kind of interesting to see them do at least something slightly different.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, Oh, yeah, it was funny. We need to watch better Japanese shows. We determined, it was funny, we looked back at the Japanese shows we've seen this year and the ones we saw last year. Half of them were, like just very meh or even bad. We need help, like, picking them or something. Do. I don't know what it is.
Maybe Japanese movies would be better.
I don't know.
Maybe trying to find shows that aren't based on manga.
The one that's on Netflix right now that we haven't seen.
From Me to You?
From Me to You? Wait, is that what it's called?
Isn't that just...
No, that's based on a...
Based off of...
Oh my gosh, what is it based on? It has the actor that we know as well. Shoot. Is that what it's called? No. For Me to You is For Me to You. That's what it's called. For Me to You. What is that? What is the other title? Kimi ni Todoke. Oh my gosh. So you saw the movie of Kimi ni Todoke, the live action, correct? For Me to You.
Correct, I did.
Okay, so they have a drama of Kimi ni Todoke with I think it's one of the actors from Silent, isn't it? I'm pretty sure. Yeah. He played the, her, like, best friend in Silent, who they didn't get together in the end.
Oh.
Yeah, he's in it. So that one, it is based off a manga, but it is from this year. So that would probably help.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, the only thing is that I watched the anime and didn't love it. So, I don't know.
Mm.
I'd be interested to see what they do with it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, these are the things that I don't think it's that these are based off manga necessarily. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't know.
We'll keep looking.
Maybe if anybody has the wrong plot. I don't know.
Japanese.
Yeah.
Well, part of the problem, mm-hmm. honestly, is getting access.
Japanese there are much
multiple
harder.
Japanese movies
mm-hmm.
that I am very interested in watching.
Yeah.
But I don't, there's no, I have no access to them.
Yeah, it's really hard to get access to Japanese stuff legally.
Yes, exactly.
Like you, actually nowadays, even Chinese isn't too bad because they have their own, like Mango TV, Tencent, I think there's one more. I think two of those are, like, the same, but
mm-hmm.
with those, they have their own streaming services now that you can, I mean, yes, you have to pay for them, but you can access them.
Yes.
And you know, Korean stuff is Viki, and I was a lot on Netflix.
Oh,
Netflix
yeah.
has a yeah, pretty does. Big library nowadays. So, but yeah, with Japanese, it's not that there isn't any. I feel like it's still just a smaller library to pick from at the mm-hmm. moment.
Yeah.
Maybe we just have bad luck at picking. Maybe that's what it is.
On the other hand, we had good luck at picking our next one. So
don't, you're so
look
cheesy.
Look forward.
That might not be the next episode. I don't know.
It might not be the next one we
No, it might not be.
Oh.
Whatever.
Well, a good one's coming up.
Yeah. Okay. That was so awkward. What even was it? Okay. We hope you guys enjoyed listening, and we'll see you all next time.